Football is a very, very simple game with a basic premise of 11 guys playing against 11 guys or girls, and the intention is that you score more goals than the other team. If no goals are scored, or if the equal amount of goals are scored, then it becomes a draw, and then you go to extra time or penalties, or you share the points if it's a league game. Hello and welcome to the weekend special. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkewu.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
It is on that note, on the goals note, that we welcome you to the show. The conversation today is surrounding the fact that the top goal scorer of the Absa Premiership at the moment, Moape Musonda, only has 9 goals with around 7 games to go. So where are the goals? Are you satisfied with the amount of goals being scored in the Absa Premiership? Remember, last season was one of the lowest goal scoring seasons in the Absa Premiership for over 10 years. We are one of the lowest scoring leagues in the world. The NFD is actually better than us in terms of goal scoring. So we posed that question on Facebook and also on the voice notes, which will play on the show, as to whether or not you are satisfied with the level of goals or the number of goals being scored by strikers in the Absa Premiership. Of course, we had a lot of response, and we always thank you very much for that. Upakama Marame was saying maybe the PSL does not have any scoring problems. He was saying that on Facebook. Defenders are just good at doing their job. Credit to the defenders. That was Pahana Marame the second saying on Facebook. And Umkoli Singosi was saying, remove the top goal scorer category. If a certain amount of goals are not reached, then don't give them any prizes for scoring only 11 or 12 goals. Tumelo Tsupusa says, no, PSL strikers should be deducted money every game that they did not score. So he's not satisfied with the level of goals or the low amount of goals being scored in the Absa Premiership. And then Taheni Mapama says, I blame the type of football that we play in South Africa. A team plays good football, scores one goal in the first half, and out of nowhere, the formation changes from 4-4-2 to 10-0-0, and they waste time, of course. And those are basically your thoughts on Facebook as well. We'll hear from the voice notes as to what the people are saying. Of course, we have to rope in the experts in goal scoring. So for the show, we'll speak to Andre Sibula, former top goal scorer in the NPSL, and another former rival of his at the time, 1993-1994, was a former Bushbuck striker, Wilfred Mugabe. We'll also speak to him about that. And of course, we'll play you the news that made headlines in the world of football on the Soccer La Duma website. So take along and enjoy the show.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is former Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana striker, former top goal scorer in the National Premier Soccer League, Andre Sibula.
Thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Soccer La Duma. The fact that there's only 9 goals scored by the top goal scorer and the next best top goal scorer has 8 goals, is that a matter of concern to you?
Very, very much concerned, because if you can check the way teams are playing, you know, the way the tactics of all the coaches they have, it limited the chances for the strikers to score more goals, you see. So that's the reason that you don't see more goals. You can see most of the teams, they pack the midfield, playing one striker, which is a concern for a striker playing alone against 4 players. So it won't be easy for him to score goals. So if the mentality of this coach, they can change this European mentality of defending and coach the team with a counter attack, then our strikers will score goals. It's very disappointing.
I mean, you have a track record of being a top goal scorer in the NPSL years ago. And you were playing in a formation, and it's very interesting that you mentioned the formation. You were playing in a formation that always had 2 strikers. These European coaches were the same European coaches that used to coach back then. We used to have European coaches back then as well. What is now the change in approach? Why do you think that there's a change in approach in modern football?
The thing is, most of the European coaches that time when we were still playing, they were some other African coaches who were good coaches in South Africa, knowing the players of South Africa. That's why they even ask those European coaches to use two strikers up front so that we can score more goals. Because if it's two strikers against four players, at times we used to play three strikers, 4-3-3 formation, where we used to get goals, you see. Because if it's going to be three against four, if it's one who beat one, it's going to be one against one, and it's easy to score goals. So that's the thing that during our playing days, it was like that. But now it's difficult for our guys up front, because pretty mentality from the European guys, and most of the assistants that are here in assisting them, most of our local players, the formations that they've been using, but they're afraid to interfere with those foreign coaches.
And there's also a credit being given to defenders as well, as we gave this conversation to our Facebook fans on Sokala Duma and also on voice notes. Some are insinuating that the defenders are much better now.
Defenders are much better because they don't get much pressure with one striker. And there is a three, you find that in the midfield there are five players in front of them. So they don't get any pressure compared to when they're using two strikers, four in the midfield, or 4-3-3 formation, where the defenders will work hard. Most of the defenders nowadays, you can see that they can score goals. You can see Fatel, you can go up and overlap, creating chances, and also score goals for sure. So those are the things that is happening now, because defenders are not under pressure anymore.
I was having this conversation with a colleague of mine, and I said that if a country does not have a top goal scorer with 20 goals, 25 goals, then that will trickle and spill over to Bafana Bafana, where the striker is found out playing against international best defenders. How helpful is it for a country to have these big, arrogant, bossy strikers? How helpful is it for a nation?
If you can check, Bafana Bafana, they're going to struggle. But no, it's too advanced, because even when he was still at Chiefs and Super Sport, he also preferred two strikers up front to score goals for him. He can have a target man, but there will be a supporting striker next to that particular striker, like Kirsten Kassel, the way he was using at Chiefs and also at Super Sport. So, yeah, so those are the things that I know. Red Bafana, I'm happy, because most of the guys who are playing overseas, they're scoring goals for Pesitao. So I'm happy for that. And I don't think it's going to be a problem for Bafana now. It's only the matter of our defense will start to be under pressure if maybe we play more defensive players that are playing in South Africa, because they're not under pressure to get the challenge, you see.
And one of the solutions that Mark Williams has always proposed, and I'm sure it's something that is shared by other former players, is the roping in of former strikers like yourselves to help out PSL teams. Why has there been so much pushback by the PSL teams? Why haven't they been able to implement it?
We are still surprised, for us, especially our teams and our team, wherever can be a PSL team, to come and help. We help those strikers, because we know the time that, like you talk about, like William saying, stay in the kitchen. That's why it's very hot, so that they can score goals. So if they can bring us there to help those teams, we can help those teams, because now they are going to France to bring a strikers coach. So I fail to understand, because even with those strikers coach, still midfielders at that certain team was scoring midfielders. Only strikers can score, where sometimes he can miss more and score little. So which is a problem for our players now.
All right. Mr. Sibola, we thank you very much for speaking to us on this issue. And I'm sure you've received a lot of calls about the same topic, and we always say the same things. And it's a wonder that PSL teams haven't had a chance to implement the striker or the attack coaches. But thank you very much for speaking to us.
No, thank you very much, my brother, and to your listeners. Thank you. Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm definitely not satisfied with the current top goal scorer being at 9 goals, but I'm satisfied with the overall competitiveness of the PSL. Thank you.
Igama lam ngicela Musa, ngihlala oBhongolo eBelgrade. Cha, mina umbono wami mayelana ney-striker ukuthi zingawashaya amagoli. Engeke ngingakunotisa nje isikhathi esiningi labo coach baba convert allo labadlali uthola ukuthi namhlo uyiwinga sase uyicome striker leli ala ngawu midfield so nje nako lokho kuyabaphazamisa because umuntu mele azazi nje ukuthi uyistriker azokwazi nje nokugain experience yokuba striker if namhlo uyiwinga kusase uyiloka igcina lokho sokconfuse abadlali kakhulu lokho kuyalibulala ibhola ngoba umuntu esquadini uyistriker etimini yakhe uyiwinga so uyabona nje mina ngikhala ngaloko
hello for me for strikers to fail to convert chances the problem is we have quality strikers in the PSL you know the problem is that they are rushing things you know they must be cool when they reach those 18 areas so most of our strikers they are doing wrong decisions and they are rushing things so that's why they miss sitters that they must convert them into a goal but we need someone to train them you know physically they must be physically in fact and there must be a sharpness in their mind to think fast like lightning you know one of the best strikers I've ever seen in PSL for me is Benny McCarthy because you don't rush things and you always think before so that's the way I say Danny Moreau so sport movements how one in village
ngibingelele kuyisokha laduma lobingelela uminister Mfoko Manyusiphansi kwaNongoma esigodini sasempuphusi ake ngiphawule lapha ngokwamagoli ashaywayo istriker ama-strikers no ake ngisho nje ngithi into enkulu enomthelela ukuthi istriker ingagori yibhasi yabona amathima kwa-PSL alikhonzile ibhasi ngakujena iqiniso nje amathima ayinqwaba bhaka ibhasi la kwa-PSL ngakujena nje mhlawumbe amathima amathathu kuphela angalibhaka ibhasi okuyi-Orlando Pirates Mamelodi Sundowns ne-Cape Town City kuphela amathima ayaphambili kuphela lala abanye mayekagora nje abhaka ibhasi nanokuthi-ke futhi la e-South Africa kuvulelekile noma ubani uyakora nje akora itraka kuphela ama-defender ayakora ama-midfield ayakora kora noma ubani le league yala kathiwa uzobona nje ukuthi kanje ithi yophela isizini la ucela ukuthi bonke abadlali bakorile or bambala bangakoranga kodwa nje thambi tot sangi-starting 11 ithi yophela isizini sibe sikorile sinamagoli nga-1 nga-2 ngicabanga ukuthi kuzwakele lapho owami umbono lowo.
Well, two teams or two fixtures will be affected this coming weekend in the ABSA Premiership because Mamelodi Sundowns are participating and Orlando Pirates are participating in the CAF Champions League. Sundowns doing really, really well. They will play on Saturday at 9 p.m. here in South Africa against the Lobby Stars from Nigeria. And Orlando Pirates, of course, our other representative on the African continent, their chances are still hanging in the balance a bit. They will host FC Platinum from Zimbabwe on Friday at 9 p.m. So wish those guys the best of luck. Orlando Pirates are sitting in position number 3. They need to win in order to progress to the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League. But there are other fixtures in the ABSA Premiership. Polokwane City will host Golden Arrows at 3:30 on Saturday. Baroka at the same time on Saturday will travel to Tembisa playing against Highlands Park. Maritzburg United will travel to Kaizer Chiefs at 6 p.m. And then later on, AmaZulu will host title hopefuls Bid vs Wits at 8:15. And then on Sunday, there are two fixtures. We have SuperSport United hosting Free State Stars. SuperSport United pushing, registering their name in the list of candidates for the ABSA Premiership title. They will be hosting Free State Stars. And at the same time, at 3:30, Blake Clippers will host Chippa United. It's a relegation battle. It's a relegation tussle. It will be an interesting game at the Toyando Stadium indeed. Now, quickly, let's take a look at the news that made headlines in the world of sports in case you missed it. A final decision on whether the video assistant referee system will be used at this year's African Cup of Nations in 3 months' time will be taken in May. It's been a discussion about VAR. It was responsible for several big decisions this week, though in my opinion they were correct. In the UEFA Champions League, it came in for criticism and praise from around the world. So CAF are discussing whether or not this year's AFCON will have VAR. Hopefully they will come to the rightful and logical conclusion that we need video assistant referee in the African Cup of Nations. All right, and then moving right along, the Premier Soccer League has confirmed that both APSA Premiership player and coach of the month for February. After impressive efforts for their respective sides, Peter Musumane has been named the APSA Premiership coach of the month, whilst Thembi Gosiloch scooped the player of the month award. We congratulate them and well done to coach Peter Musumane, who was edging closer and closer to yet another title for Masanda Wana. And Kaizer Chiefs have confirmed that a star striker has been handed a contract at the club that could run until 2021. Chiefs confirmed that Bennett Parker's one-year contract with a one-year option via their official Twitter account. It's a deal that could potentially take the forward beyond his 35th birthday as he reaches the twilight of his football career. So those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, you can always get them on sokaladumado.co.za.
Radio.
1997 APSA Premiership or PSL top goal scorer Wilfred Mugey joins us on the line. Thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Sokaladuma Radio. Well, Mwapo Musonda is on 9 goals at the moment. We have around 7 games left in the APSA Premiership. Do you see him getting 20 to 20 goals with so little games left?
20 goals? with only 7 games left?
Yeah.
I don't think he can even reach 12.
That's
very sad. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And we always talking about about the strikers not scoring goals year in year out, and there's nothing happening. And that's when now you see clubs going outside South Africa to look for strikers. It boils down to development, and we talk about this again year in, year out. We need to put the structures for development. We need to develop our own players here in South Africa from the tender age. That's the main problem why we don't have good strikers here in South Africa.
Yeah. I mean, besides the question that I've asked you now about whether you can get to 20 goals, I was just joking, actually, because, of course, he probably is not going to get there. But there's always been this conversation that one of the reasons why we don't have goals is because we changed from 20 teams, from 18 teams to 16 teams. You played in a league with 18 teams and you dominated, you scored goals. You were the top goal scorer in many seasons. Is that valid that because there's now 16 teams and 15 opposition teams to play against, now you have less teams and it's the reason why we only get 9 goals or 12 goals per season from a striker?
No, that's not the reason, because you can't tell me that only the difference of 2 games. We're talking about the difference of 2 games here. From 18 teams to 16.
Mm.
How many games are we talking about? It's only 2 games. So I mean, in our era, we used to score more than 25 goals.
Yeah.
The top goal scorer. More than 25 goals. Okay, from those 25 goals, now it's 16 teams. We take away, let's say, 3-4 goals from those games. How many? We're still over 20.
Mm.
I mean, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. We're just not scoring goals.
You know, it's interesting because another one that I've always, as we interrogate this topic, another one that I've battled with is, are we producing different human beings these days that don't have the arrogance, the sense of self-belief that you guys had? Because you believed, when you look at you, Wilfred Mugey, you look at Jairus Kosana, Andre Sibula, Paul Ndlanya, those guys, you could look, Phil Masinga, a lot of those guys, you could look at them and you could see self-belief. Like, you could look at them and you believe that these guys are supposed to be strikers. Are we producing different human beings?
I think on that note, I'll totally agree with you. I mean, it's about a person as a striker, you know, going, stepping on the field. You know, sometimes you need to put many goals for yourself. That this season, I need to score how many goals. Push yourself, put pressure on yourself, not from the coach, not from your teammate, not from the reporters. You get my point?
Mm.
During our time, we knew that, okay, it's under the few Masinga, the Dau, at Morocco Swallows, there's this and this, at Whitbank Spurs, there's the Risco Sun, at Pirates, there's every team. He had a goal scorer that he will score more than 15 goals.
Mm.
And that player, if you look on the chart, probably with 15 goals, he's number 9 or 10.
Yeah, absolutely. That used to happen a lot. That is with 15 goals, he's like the 10th best scorer or the 11th best scorer.
They don't even look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I think we don't have the strikers that have got that character of wanting to be a top goal scorer.
How do you respond to the argument that defenders are actually better now, or that, you know, teams are starting to park the bus? Like, people are trying to give credit to, because strikers are not scoring, then credit is being given to the defense and the tactical abilities of the coaches in terms of the formations that they're playing. And of course, it rings true a bit because you used to play in a 4-4-2 formation. A lot of your peers played in a 4-4-2 formation. Now we no longer see 4-4-2. It's 4-5-1, 5-4-1, sometimes even a false number 9. So teams play without a striker. They will play with an attacking midfielder as a striker. How about the tactics? How have they contributed to this lack of goals?
Yes, the game has changed. So you have to adjust to the situation. Come next 5, 6, 7 years, it's gonna be even worse. But now, if you say as a striker, because now the teams are being compact when they lose possession, so we can't score goals. You know, already you're giving an excuse.
Mm.
You get my point? You're giving an excuse already. Why can't you find a way of scoring goals? I mean, we have got the Ronaldos, the Messi. We watch them week in, week out.
Yeah.
They're banging in goals with the teams stacking the bus, with the teams being compact when they lose possession. They still score goals. But they don't give you the excuses.
Yeah.
We watch EPL. The Agüeros, the Salahs, they score more than 30 goals every season.
Yeah, consistent.
And we see teams packing the bus, but they still score. You've got to find the way of, to score goals. Because if you say, because they pack the bus, what must I do?
Mm-hmm.
Then, yes, you're not going to score goals.
Yeah. I suppose probably the last thing that I would ask then is, and this has been spoken about from ex-strikers as well, is, why have teams not employed a specialist that has to do with goal scoring? So they have a specialist that deals with goalkeepers. It's called a goalkeeper coach. But it's only recently that Orlando Pirates have employed a finishing coach. A lot of you guys are here. You are available to serve teams. Why have teams been reluctant to rope you in and help out with the strikers?
That's up now to the owners of the clubs. I mean, these things, I mean, it we have never heard about it. But like we just said now, things are changing. But Pirates, now they brought in a coaching striker.
Yeah.
Now teams now we're crying about the strikers. So what must we do? There is the solution. Why can't you take that route of robbing in the legends? So now it's up to the owners, and you can't force it to say no. You must employ the coaching strikers.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's up to the owners now. If you want, your team to improve, you have got goalkeeper coaches like we just talking about. There are goalkeeper coaches. What's the difference now? I mean, if you bring in a striker coach. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's teams, they have their prerogative.
I promise you, you go to Europe, they've got a coach for defenders. Sometimes they've got coaches for defenders who only coaching defense. Mm. They've got coaching for the midfielders who only
do that job. Why can't we follow suit?
Yeah.
If we need our game to change, we have to change as well. Bring in new things. Like the coach Kreger, bringing him in. Pirates now is doing it.
I suppose the proof will be in the pudding. Of course, maybe if Pirates is succeeding with their attack coach, then of course maybe other teams will follow suit. But Barwili, we thank you very much, man, for speaking to us about this topic. And I know you've always been called by people about the same topic, but thank you very much for availing yourself.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Engingakusho nje ngama-strikers e-PSL is that those guys need to watch European football. Ama-strikers e-PSL awanayo i-technique. Technique, dololo. Those guys, mabekhahlela nje ibhola, they just take a shot for the sake of taking a shot. Uthi ibhola liyaphi, abanendaba. Whereas, mabukela ama-strikers ase-Europe, mabekhahlela ibhola, uyazi uthi, yena ngiyakhahlela cause ngifuna liye kuphi straight ku-target noma mhlawumbe egeje i-target kodwa uyabona bemuthi lona inhloso yakhe bewukuthi ashaye epalini. Ama-strikers e-PSL mayekhahlela nje ibhola akhahlela for the sake of kicking ibhola liye eceleni lena ku-corner kick, ibhola omuye akhahlele liye le kuma-stands noma sekuvezwa nje ama-replay ubone ukuthi i-technique phela ibingekho yabo lo muntu uvele nje wakhahlela. I-PSL nje isekude yabo like ukuya phambili. Ligi yethu nje ifile, i-strikers yethu sifile, ngisho nje njalo. Thina nje sisekude ukubona i-striker esokora amagoli a-over 25 njengoba uMbeso Maenza ngo-4 or 5 season esadlela eKaizer Chiefs. Technique. Ma-strikers yethu mayekhahlela vele nje akhahlela ibhola njengoba bese ngihlilo. For the sake of just kicking the ball instead of applying i-technique. Injalo nje, ileyo nje inkinga yabo. I-technique.
A very good morning. I greet you all. For me, our strikers are really lacking composure. I think it's composure, man. It's all takes. They just want to rush everything within the box. The striker panics once they receive the ball. They panic. They just want to shoot. Because if you take a look at international leagues, I'm talking about the England league. If I'm not mistaken, the leading goal scorer is having 24. It's 20 plus goals, and they're not doing it. It's not magic. It's not magic. They have composure, which is what our strikers are lacking. Just have composure. Don't panic.
And we thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure speaking about this topic. It's very, very frustrating, of course, and always exasperating to talk about the same thing over and over again. But of course, we are at your service, and it's one of the concerns that you have that is goal scoring. And we'll then have to make a show about goal scoring and evaluate and try to find out why is it that we have a low amount of goals being scored in the Absa Premiership. So enjoy the matches this weekend. Thank you very much for being with us. Keep looking at us, looking for us rather on social media as we engage you for the fan reaction show. For now, thank you very much, and it's goodbye for me.
Sokala Duma Radio.